qua. Oh, qua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, qua.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, did you start this thing without me being here?
Yeah.
It was just happened. I happened to come back and right on time.
Yeah.
You know, I am a professional. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here in undisclosed locations from all over the world known as United States of America. And we are here to give you the best award-deserving episode around. 6 stars. Or is that 5 stars? We got 5 stars. All right, cool. Well, I am he, Spike on the Mic, and we can't do this alone. We won't do this alone. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the crew. The guy who put the sounds to your eardrums, even if we're here, if we're not here, he is known as the one, the only, P.W.'s. P.W.'s, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to my undisclosed location.
Ah, it's nice. All right. Someone would ask me why we're here, and I'm wondering, why are we here, ladies and gentlemen? We are here. I don't know why, because
he's not here. Yeah.
Even though we had confirmation that he will be here, but the show must go on. So we'll go ahead and go straight to the pretty ladies who are here. This is the one, the only. The girl got her hair cut, and she doesn't have any arm wrist on anymore. She is Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how are you sticking?
I am sticking like a good cup of coffee on a weekend morning.
What do you want? Will you work for Folgers? Jeez, man. There you go. All right.
Yeah. I think she means Monday night.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Oh, well. We'll do that too. And that voice you heard, that little gazoo animal you heard in the background was
gazoo.
The new
gazoo.
You guys know who Gazoo is, right? Remember Fred Flintstone?
Yeah.
Had that little green guy that showed up.
He was a gazoo. I don't think I watched it. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, this is the lovely, talented Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's done with snow.
Yeah.
Oh, so how is it snowing.
Yeah. How is it going on over there with you people?
I don't know, man. It can't figure out whether it's spring or not here. I'm done.
What's the weather like right now?
It stopped for a second. I see a little peak of blue sky, so there's hope.
Oh, all right. There we go. Well, good. See, what is the weather like?
Cold.
Right. What month is this? This is the month of March. You guys
March.
Still? You guys still?
The end of March.
That?
It's spring.
It's nearly April.
Yeah. It doesn't, snow is not letting go.
Well, you are
winter
in an undisclosed,
is not letting go.
You're under an undisclosed location, so we'll just have to wonder where you are.
Okay.
And somebody who just woke up from the dead, we hadn't seen him in a minute. This is the one, the only, the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you slide? I'm looking like the Goo Goo Dolls, man. We're good.
Oh, all right. Hey, did you get shaved up? You're looking kind of clean.
I did, man. I'm experimenting with shaving my head because I'm losing my hair, right?
Right.
I'm playing around with it. So I'm warming
nice.
Up to it. Thank you. I'm warming up to shaving it. So I'm thinking about it. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, here's what I would suggest. Just give yourself a tape. You know what a tape is?
Like taper it?
Yeah, just tape that, and then it'll keep the little, the lines and things like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all good, you know. I'm playing around with it. I love my gray hair because my mom had gray hair, and I want to keep my gray hair to honor her. Mm-hmm. But I'm warming up to saving it, though, man. You know.
All right. Well, we like good. That. We like it. You're looking good. You're looking all right.
Thank you, sir. Welcome
to this Spike on the Mic show.
Hey, that's important. Yeah, I never realized that I could claim that I was honoring somebody with my white hair. Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
I would not normally look like this,
but I'm going to send
you guys a picture of my mom with
Grandma
a
Moses.
Hair so you
yeah.
can see it. Yeah.
All right. Say that again, Gas.
I'm going to send you guys a picture of my mom with her beautiful gray hair so you can see Yay. How I want to honor her.
Yeah, you right. need to do that.
Okay.
That's why I don't shave it. So, yeah, I'll do that.
I'll have to pass this information on to my son, who yes. is as well, salt and pepper hair. as my sister, and he's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, no joke. This is how much gray hair he has.
Maybe no. more. Maybe
wait
more now.
Wait a minute. Holding it is premature gray?
Oh, yeah.
He's been going gray since like 16, I think, is when he first started getting gray hair.
14.
It all comes from my dad, who was gray at 16 years old. Yeah.
It's hereditary in my family. I started turning gray when I was 18, when I was in hospital. Yeah. I had started turning gray in the back. I had a gray patch in the back of my head when I was 18, when I graduated high school.
Yeah,
everybody in my family's got gray hair. Everybody.
It's great. I've got these pictures of me on my various blues trips, and there's all these people I know from 20 years ago. And they all look young, and I look exactly the same as this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with that, since we're talking about hair, Kim, where did that peak patch come from?
Yeah.
Is that hereditary?
Yeah. That's
hereditary.
A box. Yeah. It came from a box.
A Revlon box.
Yeah. If I bend over, there's a pink area, and she inherited that.
Why are you working blue?
Yeah, mine's hidden, too. Mine's hidden, too, because it doesn't go with my blonde hair.
Yeah.
My hair is completely white, silver, also. And so I started just doing fun things with it. And right. My son's entire head, when he has it done, is hot pink. People on his crew team in college nicknamed him Highlighter.
Yeah. I do remember holding it had not regular colored hair.
He had green hair, I think, when he was on the show at the bowling alley. Yeah.
Wow, you people.
Pink is easier. It lasts longer. So he's now sticking with pink. Although he has, I don't think there's any pink in his hair right now. He just has like bleach blonde tips and then completely gray roots.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know the hereditary hair factors of the cast, the resistant fighters.
Riveting.
One last question. Do you guys think I should shave my head? Should I shave it?
I like the shave look.
Hold on, is it shaved now? Is it shaved now?
No, not shaved now. I'm just cutting it real loose.
It's
just playing with it.
Almost shaved.
I'm thinking about it. But should I shave it?
Leave it like that. Just do a tape. Just do an edge and you'll be all right.
Okay.
I like that idea.
You know, but listen, you're not trying to pick me up, you know. Do your thing.
I'm not gonna pick anybody.
All right. I wanna give a programming note right now, okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
That 1205 SUC on there?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is a family member listening to the show right now. They don't have they don't have a screen, so they don't have so they can only listen. I'm thinking audio and figure out how to do
it. You got technology in Lake City? What's up with that?
Actually, I'm not in Lake City right now. I'm in Daytona. So they have a little better technology in Daytona, so
high flying. Limousine ride, jet flying. Look at you.
So we have somebody sitting up in the rafters listening to the show. I imagine. So word to the wise, make me look good.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Spike on the Mic show. This is the only road show where we like to pick up hitchhikers, PW. You know why? We like to pick up hitchhikers. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. You give us a call, we'll pick you up, put you in the back seat, and let you drive because this is the caller-driven show. And while we're driving and calling, we like to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's out of breath? What are y'all doing? What the
hell? So while we were talking about the three things, I decided to get some exercise and jump up and grab one of these what we like to call plums.
Plums.
They're loquats.
No, not in the community of us.
They're, not in the tall community?
Not in the tall community.
The tall community?
Low plum. What was the other thing y'all called them?
Loquats.
The other thing.
Kumquats.
Oh, kumquats, but that was wrong. Kumquats.
All right, yeah. One at a time, and no, it was one other thing y'all called them. Why we call them plums?
Oh, Japanese plums.
There you go. That's why. These are Japanese plums in the streets of the tall people. And we have a plum tree in the back. And I remember growing up, in the other neighborhood, there was always this Mr. Wilson kind of characters. And they would all say, get out of my yard. Leave my plums alone.
Oh,
you guys had a Mr. Wilson in y'all neighborhood?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody had
it. Oh, yeah. Herman.
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 There you go. He'd always tell kids to get out of his yard and leave me alone. I grew up.
He wasn't mean to us.
Yeah, Herman was a nice guy.
He was.
Well, I'm Mr. Wilson in the Dennis the Menace. Wasn't that a mean guy?
Kind of, but not really. He was also Dennis's best friend. They hung out. They did stuff together.
They did. That's true.
Yeah, but that was more like you like the girl, so you pull on her hair, or the girl like you, so she kick you in the cheering.
Oh, dear.
It's one of those kind of things.
You know what's going to happen if you eat too many of those? You know what's going to happen to you, right?
It's too late now.
He's going to turn Japanese. I think
you better be. You better be close to a bathroom with a whole lot of toilet paper.
Billy's right. Turning Japanese.
He's going to turn Japanese.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
You better jump with a whole lot of toilet paper. All
right. All right. So we're back.
Oh, no. It was tasty, huh?
Yeah, that part. Well, I got one bad one. Well, now I'm going to be distracted by the Japanese plum trees over me because they look so delicious. But
get close to a commode, brother, with a log over there. And some Huggies wipes.
Let's keep going on with our show prep. Before I go to get to the toilet, we can always... Wait, that's a bad, terrible segment.
Yeah.
I would say we should talk to our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at KCOnlineRadio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm unmuted. Hey, got two programming notes.
Yeah.
When whatever happened to the voice of reason? Because he did say he was going to join us. He must have never hit the go button. And second part of this, Pisces Design, one of the sponsors out there.
Yes.
They hit me up about trying to send us some merchandise, like some outfits and some fits. And I was like, huh. And she said, since PW is a XXXXXX.
She could recognize
he'll get a muumuu.
Like she said that, oh, say we'd rather just give you a. She has a quilt or not a quilt or a
circus tent.
No, a a throw blanket.
A throw rug. Poncho. Yeah. Yeah. Something to just throw over me. Yeah.
They'll make a blanket that you can do it on. Okay. Can you guys hold on a second, one note. Yes.
What is happening?
Yeah, really. Hey, this is terrible, terrible show, but talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. What is she doing?
So shout out to the Duke Blue Devils who made the Elite Eight playing right tonight for a chance at the Final Four NCAA National Championship tonight. Mike Krzyzewski's last year as a coach. Let's pull for the Duke Blue Devils to get him to one last championship.
Wait a minute.
Go Duke!
Wait a minute. How about St. Peter's winning?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was insane.
That was wonderful.
I was watching it at a bar last night, and the whole bar was in shock.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, it's a 15 seed, man. That's happened before. And it's the first time a 15 seed has ever made it to the final Elite Eight.
And beat a 3 seed. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Dude, that was insane. That was a great wonderful game. Yeah. And I was I'm sorry, go ahead.
St. Peter's is actually going to make me watch the rest of the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have to watch it now.
This is me raising my hand.
Oh.
And she was like,
oh,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wait, the host, I think, wants to say something.
Say something.
About basketball?
Yeah. Why in good gravy names y'all not looking at the one, the only? Oh, wait a minute. That's FAMU. That's not FAMU. Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
They also they won last night, and now they're in the Easy Eight.
The Easy Eight.
Elite.
So that's an
Elite. Elite.
It starts with an E. You know what I mean.
I'm going to say because I don't like the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I literally despise Hurricanes the Hurricanes.
Suck. Yeah.
Only thing that matters is the Duke Blue Devils. You see that right there for this show?
Yeah. Yeah, you know how
it's the only thing that matters.
Don't you owe me some money from the Duke Blue Devils? I owe you some money.
You wouldn't let me pay you. Can I say jackass on a
Do I have to press the button?
No. I believe that's acceptable.
Yeah, that
for
is.
For 4 years.
Yeah, you've been.
Here's the money spot. No, I don't want it. He wants to hold it over my head.
Yes.
That's what kind of guy he is.
Exactly. Wait, I guess I was confused with FAMU and Hurricanes because they both peas and carrots colors. All right.
FAMU, I have no problem with. Miami,
I'm with you, real level.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good job. Okay. So now let's go ahead and do the rest of the show. Let's talk about cow chip news of the day.
Ooh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give you the cow chip news. And what do we do for all our new listeners and our ongoing listeners? Cow chip is when we like to give you a little knowledge of nuggets, when some of the things that you may not have known, or we may, how do you say, reignite the knowledge that you may have in the back of your head.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Was that good?
That is.
Hey.
Great. Yeah. It's very touching.
I hope I can remember that because I don't know what it was. I just made it up off the top of my head.
Oh, man. Write it down.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds about right.
Sounds
making
about
me
right.
Misty.
All right. Cow chip news. The dunce cap. Dunce cap. It was named in the 13th century by a philosopher. I mean, named after a 13th century philosopher by the name of John Dunce Scotus.
Huh.
And he was a very bright, very, very intelligent man. And the dunce cap, he believed that the point at the top would spread knowledge from the tip of your brain down to your head. So the dunce cap originated as a symbol of knowledge and wisdom and intellect.
So it was like a cure. You could put this thing on your head and it would make you not stupid.
Yeah.
Nice.
But alas.
I used to try to study like that in high school. I'd go, osmosis. And just pull the book over the top of my head.
So the dunce cap was born out of spreading knowledge. I didn't know. That's a good thing. I didn't know.
Cow chip news.
Wow.
Can I add to the wondrous cow chip news this week? So his name was John Dunce, D-U-N-S. And the Scottish at the end was because he was Scottish.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like my brother-in-law.
Oh, I've heard of him. You mean the brawny man?
The brawny man, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Brawny is Scottish?
Yeah, he's Scottish. Yeah.
No, wait. The paper towel guy is Scottish? I didn't know
that. Yes, yeah.
Serious? Where'd that come from? Oh, wow. Man, the cow chip news today is just full of chips.
Knowledge, man.
And chips.
Full of chips. All right. Well, good. Well, just notice, though, you walk around the streets of wherever you are from your undisclosed location, know that the dunce cap originated as a symbol of intelligence. And then
spread knowledge. Wow.
Then forsooth, we jumped around and got on it and changed it to make it turn into a joke and make it seem like it's a dunce. So that's the cow chip news of the day.
Wow, that's really great.
All right. Now, because I'm at a different location now, we have to play the big A word of the day.
Oh, okay.
Oh my dang, Billy. Ooh,
nailed it. Nailed Billy. It.
Everybody, let's give Billy the golf clap.
Nailed it. Hey, I was Bogan, but nobody saw me Bogan, but she did.
Very nice.
We all were jamming, and you did the Billy. You were right on time with the word of the day.
Thank you.
Also, here's a problem. I'm at an undisclosed location right now, so I can't play the audio of the word of the day.
You're going to have to say it.
Witness protection.
No, here. I'm going to try something because I'm always. I am going to play the word of the day, and you guys just have to listen very carefully.
All right.
I don't know what it is.
Witness protection.
Here we go. Let's try it. I'm going to play it three times. Let's see if we can play what the word of the day is.
Bastion?
I'm thinking Bastion.
Bastion.
Yeah.
B-A-S-T-I-O-N.
Yes.
Bastion.
Yeah.
Bastion. That is the word of the day. So now we go around the room. We have to ask the resistance fighters, do you guys know what the word of the day is? Give me a yes or no, and we will try to reveal it at the end of the show. PW, do you know what the word bastion means?
I do.
Oh. Kimberly, do you know what the word bastion means?
Sí, señor.
Oh. Billy, do you know bastion?
I do.
Oh, also, we have another person joining the show. These are just listeners. They're not part of resistance fighters.
Oh,
because they're just listeners. So again,
nice.
Make me look good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I go on to the dark side. Gas man. Do you know what the word of the day, the big
yes,
word
for
of
once. Day? Yes. For once. I do know what bastion is. Yes. All for right. once. I do know the word of the day. Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. Am I the only one who don't know what the day?
Pretty
word
much.
Is?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to go out right now on a limb and say you guys failed at making me look good. Already. You guys have one
the show
job.
Show is rolling along as planned.
You guys got one job, and that's to make me look good. I give you the big A word of the day because I'm trying to educate, mold, and expound your talents. And y'all know these words, and I don't. But that's okay. We'll reveal who knows it at the end of the show.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
The bro pan's a good idea. The
bro
pan's nice because you get that gorgeous look.
That right. Can I ask you? Who's watching Real Housewives? What are y'all doing? Come on.
I guess one of our listeners have the audio on.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay,
so we're going to figure out.
Turn off the Real Housewives. Come on, right. Man. What are we doing?
So let's go ahead and start off with topic changing music.
Ooh, here we go. I have to press this button. And now, we're about to start our first topic on the glorious Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, I'd like to call this first topic, Now He's in a Pickle.
Now He's in a Pickle.
All right, Billy, since you are a crack pack research analyst, I'm going to have to ask you not to divulge this because I'm going to add this as an update of the pickle story.
Okay.
All right. Nice.
All right. A 71-year-old Denver man is facing, check this out, felony charges, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Felony charges, as the city officials have said, they have arrested him because he went on a basketball court and painted the lines for a pickleball game in magic, in permanent magic marker.
Oh,
I have no idea how this, how that looks, but the it's game bad. Is a, the game is a mixture of tennis, racquetball, and ping pong. And this guy by the name of Gunny, he is 71 years old. He is a, he's been playing pickleball forever. And so he had a he got a group of people together and he went and they started a pickleball tournament on the, on this
organization.
That's the word I was looking for. Okay, you guys learn to speak Spike and this will go smoothly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hopefully your friends can't see it.
Okay, so here's a, here's a, the crux of the story that I think you, I want to know how the resistance fighters feel about that. He wrote a letter to the city apologizing, was willing to get construction workers to go clean up the doggone pickleball, the basketball court, and said, you know, he didn't think it was such a big deal. The city decided they're still going to charge him with a felony.
Wow.
And say, this is what the city says, is our duty and responsibility as to the citizens of Denver to protect city assets and public property.
Yeah.
Defacing or damaging public property is unacceptable, a criminal offense, and will not be tolerated by any of our public buildings or spaces. Yeah. The law is the law. Wow. And oh, also, he throwed this in. Pickleball play has been temporarily suspended.
Oh no! Now they can't even play pickleball.
No pickleball.
Oh, jeez, man,
come on,
now,
dude.
Now, question to the resistance fighters.
I don't even.
Something missing in this story. I'm not even looking enough, and I think there's something missing.
No. Do you think the city Parks and Recreation of Denver has gone a little overboard on this, charging the 71-year-old man with felony? And I started with you, PWs.
Well, I mean, at 71 years old, I think you're pretty much excused from everything.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right, let's go with you, Gas Man.
I mean, they're going overboard with this. Like a 71-year-old, what are you going to do to the guy? How are you going to punish a 71-year-old man? Get out of here.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy?
Let him, yeah. He's done.
Billy?
Yeah. Don't reveal anything about the story yet, Billy.
I'm not. And I do think they are going overboard. That just is ridiculous. You know, he forgot to use the dry erase markers and he used permanent markers. And I'm guessing. I don't know that that's actually true. I don't know that that's actually true. But he offered to clean it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really, you're gonna make him go to jail for this? That's crazy.
There you go. There you
Kimberly?
Go. Is there something missing in this story? Like, did he ask permission to do it and it was denied? Or, like, had he already been told several times not to do it?
That's a good point. I don't know. I thought maybe y'all would figure this was fake fish because what's the chances of that happening? But it is not fake fish. So I have it. Oh, here's the thing. The City Recreation of Denver said this causes $10,000 in damages. Now,
what?
Listen, this is not a fake fish story. I looked it up and I saw it and I thought about it. But then I was thinking,
is it, it's like a regular wood basketball court or is it on concrete or it's wood basketball court? So it's expensive to resurface a wood basketball court. That's
you don't
true.
Have to resurface it.
Yeah,
just
but
to
you
get
don't have to resurface it for magic marker marks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe. I don't know. I remember the basketball court being like a serious issue at the high school where I taught. So I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
They put the gloss on it like to make it shine, to make it.
You know, fairness of play and all that kind of crap. Yeah. I don't know how much it damages one side of the court than over the other, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. So just for and grins. Do you think the pickleball player was tall or short? And I ask you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I see.
What do you think, Kim? You think he was tall or short?
I don't know. I don't know. From what you said, I have no indication.
Oh, the information is there. It's clear.
Right, yeah. based on the fact that they are pursuing criminal charges for something this dumb, I'm gonna say based on the trend in the limited American information. Criminal justice system that he's probably tall.
Probably tall. Gas.
I was gonna say short because only short.
It's pickleball. Play pickleball.
Have some of them come up with such hijinks and shenanigans uproar. But because they're charging him, I'm going with Billy. He's tall.
PW.
Oh, absolutely. Any minor crime that turns into a felony only happens because the person's tall. Yeah.
Oh, they have the tall people. I remember that now because here's the thing. Here's what's really struck with this. He used a Sharpie. That's tall people all day, right?
No, not necessarily. Huh. I love Sharpies. I don't buy any other markers. I use them at work
all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. PW, you have any update music?
Oh, update. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Great. It'll be tall.
Update music. Here we go.
Oh, that's okay. Good. That's good. Update music.
Oh, my God.
Dateline Denver. Wow.
Yes.
Dateline Denver. 71-year-old Gunny who used a permanent magic marker Sharpie at basketball court Center Park Rec has turned himself in and is charged $10,000 in bond. Au contraire, he's also...
What?
He has a $10,000 bail charge.
Oh, he's definitely tall.
A Sharpie? He's got to be tall.
He's got to be tall.
Hold on a second.
You get a bond over... Come on, man. Got it.
He has been released on his own recognizance. ROR.
Okay, but that's not a $10,000 bond.
Hello.
Okay, maybe
$10,000.
And if convicted, Gunny can face up to 1 to 3 years in jail for criminal mischief.
So, did you just say 1 to 300?
1 to 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you can kill the update music.
You can kill the update music.
Yeah,
really. Thank you. If he falls, it's short. Right. Come on, it's all.
I like the tension it was creating.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do a programming note again. And I hope that people only want the resistant fighters to hear this.
All right. No one else is listening.
No one else is listening. We have people listening. Make me look good. All right. Turn back on. All right. You can listen again, people. All right. All right, well, let's do this another topic changing music.
Oh,
wait, is he tall or short?
He's tall.
Of course he's tall, yes. All right, we had one mystery about whether a person was tall or short. Let's see what happens now on the Spike and Mike Show.
Woohoo!
I'd like to call this story here, Buy Now, Pay Later.
Buy Now, Pay Later.
Pay Later.
All right, now.
Sponsored by Amscot.
This goes
excellent.
Yeah, this goes in conjunction with the earlier story. All right, now
a Virginia man
was a regular customer at this service station.
Okay,
he purchased $86 of gasoline.
Wow.
For the whopping price of $416. He was unable to pay the portion, so he gave a small amount to it, leaving the balance of $352.
Ooh.
He told the clerk that he'll be back tomorrow to pay the remaining bill. Clerk allowed Cat to go home and come back the next day. The clerk at the gas station felt a little nervous and called the authorities the next day. Cops were dispatched. Cops went to said person's house, found him on the way back to the service station to pay the remaining balance.
So they shot him?
The tab was paid and all is well.
Oh.
Okay. Question to the resistance fighters.
He's short.
Rolf is short.
No, yeah. Wait, but I also, let me, before I guess at the gas guy's height,
yeah.
Tell me what height the clerk was.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, we don't have the clerk's height.
We don't have the clerk's height. But I'm not going to do this. We're not doing this. But I'm just saying, here's a problem.
What do you mean we're not doing this? We are doing this.
Yeah, I think he's short.
You're doing it still, right?
I totally think he's short.
You think both people in the party were short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. DW, you think both were short?
Yeah, even the cops were short.
Yeah. Because
nobody got shot.
Exactly.
Nobody got shot.
Yeah. I was sure he was going to get shot on the way back. Yeah.
No. But the dumb part about this story here, which makes me think about the other story, they let this cat buy $400 worth of gas, say, hey, I'll bring you the rest of the money tomorrow. Let him go home.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah.
And then I guess the next day he didn't come back at this, I'm going to guess at the allotted time. So the clerk called the cops. Cops went to find the guy and they found him coming to the store with the money to pay the gas off. And they said, okay, all is well and done now. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fake fish?
You think it's fake fish?
No.
No, it's supposed to be a real story.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
clearly the guy is short.
But what tickled my fancy about the fact is that they let this guy go home with $400 with the gas and come back tomorrow to pay. But they got Mr. 71-year-old up the earlier story.
Exactly.
For pickleball.
That's right. Right. Yeah. And put him in jail for over a year. Yeah.
I'm just throwing it. I'm not trying to start, racial riots or tensions again.
No.
I'm just bringing it to forefront.
Spike ain't saying. He's just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying.
You guys are going to have to wait. I'm about to burn my house down.
Wait, what? Wait, what's going on?
I'm protesting. I'm going to burn my house down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. There you go. We like that.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right. I think we all should go to Denver and protest.
I'm going to Denver. I'll get some weed, buddy. It hurts good out there.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Okay. I found an article that said that he did ask for, or the Pickleball Association asked for markings to be put on the court, and they refused. They said that they couldn't do that, and he went
and did it anyway?
Off hours, and they caught him on camera marking the court. He could have done it with tape.
Oh, so now going back to that story, do you change your assessment about Denver's authorities going overboard?
I never made an assessment. I don't think that the crime is suitable.
That the punishment is suitable.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. Right, the punishment is suitable.
Yeah.
However, it is a very expensive thing to fix.
I totally disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, give me some rubbing alcohol and I'll get rid of all of that. Yeah.
It won't.
Yeah. It's gonna take the finish off.
No, just get a dry erase markers and I'll get it all off. Cause you overdo the permanent marker with the dry erase marker, then wipe it away and it's clean.
No.
I've heard that before.
No way.
Yep.
Hold on a second. Hold on one moment. Did we just have some cow chip news?
We must have, yeah.
Billy, explain that again.
So I have a dry erase board in my office.
Right.
And I have had people come in there and mark it up with permanent markers before.
Okay, all right.
And alcohol does not take that off. Okay. However, if you use a dry erase marker and scribble over the permanent marker marks, you can then wipe it off and it's fine. I don't know why that works, but it's worked.
That's amazing.
Ken, I want to say this. The views and opinions expressed by Billy does not represent the Spike on the Mic show or anything. So don't go around here with writing up stuff with markers
destroying our marker boards.
No, yeah, that's still fantastic.
The interwebs confirms Billy's.
Thank you.
Billy's preference.
But that's only on a dry erase.
Yeah, we don't
know. I can only confirm that that works on a dry erase board. I cannot confirm that that works on a basketball court.
On a basketball court. Yeah.
Different right. surface. Different
it does
surface.
Not, trust me. No.
So okay. Do you agree, Gaffman, you agree that this is an expensive fix?
Oh, of course, yeah. A very expensive fix, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very expensive fix. Yeah.
But still, a year in jail?
Yeah, no. A year in jail.
No, just make him pay for it. Just make him pay for it.
I wasn't in jail for a year. Why are you even on my record? What's going on?
Okay.
All right,
okay, okay. I'm pulling the truck back over, getting the train back on the track. Because you guys are all
Yeah, we went back to the first story. It's all.
He's
going
to hand out spanking soon.
Yeah, really.
Right. Oh, really? Wow.
Don't make me pull over.
Really? Hey, PW.
Yes.
Do you have a Spike the Piece theater queued up?
I happen to have one.
Well, now would be a good time to throw one out there.
Oh, let's here we go.
Spike the Piece theater, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike the Piece theater. Sponsored by insert name here. This week's episode, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, dear.
Romeo, oh, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
Right here, thou fairest lady, but thou cannot be together, for thy family is stubborn and cannot see our love.
So let us live it together in death. Let us drink it from the cup of poison. On the count of three,
one, two, three.
Yeah, Julie, about that.
Julie,
let me holler at you a minute. Is it on three, then go, or three, then drink? This has been another award-winning episode of.
Oh my god.
Nice. Nice.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Always get the rules right before
oh
you drink
god.
Poison.
Oh my god. Theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
Good
was
Lord, man.
That was our reenactment of Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet,
yeah. You know what was striking about that reenactment? Is the what's talketh that? The talketh in the what language is that?
Shakespearean English.
Yes,
it's English.
Elizabethanly.
In Shakespearean language. That was awesome.
Victorian era English. Victorian era English.
Spike to Piece English.
Spike to Spike Piece. Piece. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, they died. They did it. All right. Good job. All right. So now,
origin of the Queen's English. The origin of the Queen's English.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have another Spike to Piece theater that I'm trying to put together, and I think I need to get it out there. But if you guys have any more Spike to Piece theaters,
yes,
that you would like to,
we're working hard every day.
There you go. All right. Right.
My favorite was The King and I. Hey, Ronnie, should we pull over?
Yes. That is my favorite as well.
That's my favorite one.
I was crying.
Yes.
I was crying.
Yes.
Ronnie,
should we pull over?
I don't think I heard this one.
Oh, hold on a second. All right. Hey, PW.
Yes.
PW, all right, let's play that with The King and I. Spike the Peace Theater.
I'm not sure if I have it. Let me see if this is it.
I lost it.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike the Piece Theater. Sponsored by insert name here. this week's episode, The King and I.
Yes!
Hey, Rodney. I think we should pull over. This has been another award-winning episode of Spike the Beat Theater.
Oh, that is totally my fault.
Oh my gosh.
It's wrong. It's so wrong and so.
That's what makes it so funny. Yeah. That's why it's so funny, because it's so wrong.
Yeah. Oh my
God.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
No, it's the best one. It's the
a
best
fine one. Performance. A fine yes. Performance.
All right, now
acrylically acclaimed.
Yes, acrylically acclaimed. Okay.
You guys always mock the announcer when he says that. What's the correct term?
Just critically.
Critically.
Critically
not
acclaimed.
Critically. Critically acclaimed.
Yes.
Oh.
Critically, you're covered in plastic. You're acrylically. Yeah, acrylically. Yeah.
Acrylically.
I like it. I like that. Critically acclaimed.
Critically.
I guess we should have checked that before we went to production.
Oh, no. We're keeping that forever.
The way it is.
Yeah, that will always be the announcer.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it has to be. All right, so let's do one more topic, and then let's do some more stuff. Topic, changing music.
All right, here we go with another topic on the thing that we call the Spike and Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here. Burn, baby, burn. Uh-oh.
Burn, baby, burn.
All right, please. Burn, baby, burn. Uh-oh.
Right, that's the name of this topic. Burn, baby, burn. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right. So in Jonesburg, in South Carolina, a man by the name of, we call him Harold Davis Lee, he passed back in Thanksgiving of 2019. He was a very religious, devout family, and his wishes were to be buried next to his family on his death. Also, he wanted to be, transported to the Roland McNutt Funeral Home on his last wishes. They cremated him by accident.
Oh,
they took him over there and notified the family that they accidentally cremated him. Of course, by accident. Being a religious family, they wanted to keep his body in the ground for the rapture, and that means like when everything come back to life, right?
Mm-hmm. Zombieland.
Right.
Well, Jesus comes back and brings everybody back. Yeah.
Right. So the funeral home, however, have notified the family that they accidentally cremated the body and they are willing to waive the funeral costs, apologize for the mistakes, and return them with the $5,000 for the burial insurance and the fee. Question to the resistance fighters. Do you think that is enough, or how much do you think that the funeral home should suffer or be liable for? I'll start out with you. Gas man.
There should be held liable for the maximum amount. Unfortunately, I was in charge of my mom's funeral when she died because nobody else could do it. So, they should be held for the liable for the full amount. Yes.
All right. PW? Did he go to the bathroom and I wasn't looking?
PW has to think about it.
Billy?
So, yes, I think they should be liable for all the funeral costs and the cost of the cremation. But other than that...
That's not a complete sentence.
as someone who had to plan a funeral, if you plan a cremation, the casket and everything else is canceled, so they should be reimbursed for what the casket and everything else.
Right.
If they had a funeral, and they... And if they had a funeral plan and they cremated them, then everything else would be reimbursed to the family.
Mm. All right. Kim, what do you think?
They need to make a new body.
I didn't think about that. There you go.
All
right,
PW.
Because the body's what's important, right? They need to come up with a new body for this poor soul.
Yeah. PW?
There's nothing wrong with a closed coffin, yeah. Empty or not.
All right. Here's what I was thinking. Now, they sued the people, and they're giving the $5,000 back, but you can't put a monetary value on feelings. These people probably want millions. So here is something that is very wrong that I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
What they should have did was the next body that's come in that's going to be cremated, they should have gave them the cremation stuff. Took the body of this person. Hopefully they're both the same sex.
Sure.
Maybe like chop off the head.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
Oh, dude, come on, man. What's wrong with you?
That's bad.
You can't do that. You can't do that, dude. What's wrong with you?
You ain't
cut
supposed
off the head.
Hold on a second. You ain't supposed to do that, or you can't do that?
You can't do that because if it's been cremated, how are you going to make the head look like the body is supposed to be? You can't do that.
Use just a picture.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether a funeral home should be closed down for good, but they probably should suffer the rafters of the Harrow family.
Oh, yeah. The rafters? Yeah.
Suffer
the rafters.
They make them sit in the bleachers. They got to sit in the bleachers on a football game.
Yeah,
that's it. You guys here, suffer the rafters.
Again, learn to speak Spike and you know what I was talking about, all right?
So, fun fact. The phrase, the rapture,
yeah.
Does not appear in the Bible.
No, it doesn't.
Isn't that interesting?
It's not. Yeah.
Oh, they don't? Oh.
Nope.
Billy, you are full of cow chip news today. Magic Thank markers you. And the raptures and all that stuff.
Thank you. Girl, Thank you. I'm doing my job. I'm the crackpot research assistant.
Exactly. So
there's no way out of this situation except just refunding them all of their money and offering them the entire funeral for free. There is nothing else that they can do.
Yeah.
They can't be sued for any kind. You can't. This can't be fixed.
No.
That's why I suggested get a new body.
And likewise, the word the rupture never appears in my medical history. Yeah.
The rupture. Oh, also, fun fact, since we bringing out fun facts.
Okay.
Critically acclaimed is not, not coming up in that thing, too.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, it's getting time to end this award deserving show.
Oh, kind of like wrap stuff up.
Yeah. And I had a point I wanted to make, but I totally forgot it. So let's
go back.
The
big A word of the day?
That wasn't it. But let's go back to the big A word of the day.
Oh, yes.
I forgot what it was. What was the big A word of the day? It was something.
Bastion.
Bastion.
Bastion. Yes.
Bastion. All right. Bastion. So. Let me try it again. I'm going to play the big A word, and we'll see if you guys can hear it.
No, just say it. Bastion. Oh, we did hear
it. We can hear it.
Oh, y'all can hear it. All right, so.
Tiny Bastion.
All right, I'm going to go on a limb and say that you guys may not know what this is. So, PW, what does Bastion mean?
It means.
What?
Oh, did I say anything?
Yeah, really? Really?
All
right. Gas man, what does Bastion mean?
A representative, like a Chuck Norris, is a bastion of martial arts. A representative of martial arts.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Billy's?
Yes, but it also, that comes from, it's part of a fortification. So it's like a strong part of the fortification. So what Gas is saying is like he's a part of the fortification that makes martial arts. That's kind of where that non-literal interpretation comes from. But it's part of a fortification.
You're like, I know
it's
what that means.
Like the
Kim. Okay. Kim, what she just said?
So it's a bit on a fortification or like a castle or something like that. That's like the last line of defense.
Yeah.
That's why it's often used in the phrase the last bastion or the last bastion of hope.
Okay, do you guys understand that when you're trying to explain what a word is to somebody who do not know what the word is, you can't be using words like fortification?
Okay, so wait.
One big word at a time.
It's part of a fort.
Part of a fort.
Part of a fort.
Okay, so hold on a second.
One big fort at a time.
Have you been to St. Augustine before? You know the fort?
Yes.
You know those, like, those big concrete. Again.
Yeah, there's a bastion there.
Between where you can shoot.
There's a bastion over there?
Yeah.
That's the bastion. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. But this is the definition that I received for the big A word of the day. It is a place or system in which something continues to survive.
Right.
Bastion.
Yeah, that's a figurative definition.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a figurative definition.
That comes from the fact that it is part of a fort.
Hey, now one of y'all said that. When you were telling me the definition of bastion.
Would you like me to find, here, I'll find
no,
a
no.
A
what you,
definition.
What you need to realize, Spike, what you need to realize is that we're white, so we can say anything.
First of all, you guys are white.
A projection?
Y'all short. You're not white.
A projection part of a fortification built at an angle to the line of a wall so as to allow defensive fire in several directions.
Oh, God.
And then the second definition is an institution, place, or person strongly defending or upholding particular principles, attitudes, or activities. The last bastion of blah, blah, blah.
That was the worst whatever you just did ever in the history of whatever you just did.
Exactly.
No, okay.
I'm sorry. I know you should punish in private and praise in public. Billy. No one else listened to this. That was terrible. All right.
Sorry.
All right. So, yeah. All right.
She totally shortified that answer.
Here comes the hate mail.
Here comes the hate mail. All right. So go ahead and we still have, 4 minutes? How many times you got? Oh, we got.
Here's a spike on the mic.
Three minutes.
All right. Well, we got time then. Let's go around the room, ladies and gentlemen. Ask what stuck with you tonight? Kimberly.
Kimberly.
That was great to bring up.
That was great. I like the birds. Yeah.
Yeah. What stuck with me tonight
is everybody else is enjoying spring except me.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're at an undisclosed location where it's still cold.
Yeah.
All right. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm a crackpot research analyst.
Crackpot. Yeah.
Crackpot. Yeah, really. And the gas man, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that Billy don't have a sling in her arm anymore, and she's free to flip everybody off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really.
Look at my scar.
Exactly. Hey. Put your arm in his bank. All right. And our awesome audio analyst, PW, what stuck with you tonight?
All right. If you're tall, you shouldn't play pickleball. And if you're short, you can go ahead and borrow gas.
Borrow.
Really?
Finger quotes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, trying to enlighten, entertain. I need another E word. Wait a minute, enlighten, does it start with the E? Yes.
Yeah.
Enlighten, entertain, and do something else to make you guys
have fun. Enthrall.
Gasman, I heard
enthrall.
That. Well, I was like, punish in private, something else in public. Gasman, I heard that. What do you mean, oh God?
Hey, I'll say anything.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
I'll say anything.
Yeah. He just stuck an ice pick in his eye. That's all.
I think the word he was looking for was enchant.
There we go. And entertain. This is part of the mic show.
Edification.
No, I'm not spelling.
Edification. I like that one. Yeah.
Did not know the social.
Edify.
And I'm going to end this show.
Elongate.
I'm gonna end the show with thanks for 1205S for listening and thanks for I don't see that Miss Vivian Lee.
Vivian Lee.
Hopefully we didn't insult your intelligence.
They stayed here.
You'll never get this hour back. This is Spike on the Mic Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you guys in what? A week or so?
Something yeah, like
thank you.
At least a week.
Y'all for listening.
We're going live Hooters again.
Yes, we'll be back. Thank you guys for listening. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. I have to filibuster for another 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Go Duke.
Go that buster, man.
Yeah.
Go Duke, baby. Go Duke.
Go Duke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't borrow any gas.
Yeah.
Kim, eight, hope you find some warm
weather. The word eight starts with an E.
No, it starts with A. A-P-E is eight.